Hey everyone, so today's episode is a little bit of a hype slash pep talk for you because I see this a lot. So I'm just here to remind you that it doesn't have to be this way. This doesn't have to be the mindset that we have. And that mindset is that we have no other plan, right? So we envision the way that something is supposed to be, the steps that it's going to take, right? Like we kind of like go through in our head, this is how it's going to be if I do X, Y, and Z. And then the very split second it does not go that way, we quit, we tap out, we stop. We don't think about a plan B or a plan C. I want to challenge your thinking on that. To literally have a plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way through the alphabet, because that's what it takes to have a winning mindset. For example, this week, there was a day where it was storming outside. And typically, if you follow me at all, you know I have been on these every morning walks for 20 minutes because somebody in my mastermind that I coach had dared me to do it like a year and a half ago. And here I am still doing it. Great habit to get into. I'm very thankful for that, the community and everybody in it and the way that we challenge and get each other to level up and rise up. So when I literally opened the door and saw lightning, I'm like, oh, can't go outside for my walk today. Okay. So my old mindset would have been, okay, I guess I can't walk, kick off the shoes, go about the rest of my morning, probably scroll through my phone and waste 20 minutes that I would have been walking on my phone doing nothing, learning nothing, except getting into other people's lives, which doesn't get us anywhere. Or I could jump on the treadmill and get that 20-minute walk in. Granted, it wasn't outside, but it was still a walk. It's still better than nothing, right? And I think we just have to adapt that mentality and the mindset that things aren't always going to go the way that we envision them to go. Welcome to being human. Your inconvenience is going to expose your commitment to that goal or that thing, right? And so often I see when it doesn't just go the way that we beautifully painted it in our head, we stop. We're like, oh, this isn't for me, because it makes us uncomfortable to go to a plan B or a plan C. But you guys, that is where growth happens, is in the uncomfortable moments. You will never grow and change if you are comfortable. And if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got. I was just talking to the ladies in the mindset exclusively on a couple one-on-ones this week about how, like, to level up your nutrition. Nutrition is the hardest thing. But if we don't choose to level that up and get uncomfortable with it, we're not going to grow. We're not going to change. We're not going to see the results that we're looking for. And I think 90% of a health journey is our nutrition, and that's the part that nobody wants to change, right? Like me included. And I had to call myself out another a couple weeks ago, and I'm still doing uncomfortable things. Like I'm cooking carrots right now, and I'm like, oh man, like it'd just be easier to do X, Y, Z. But here I am cooking carrots and enjoying carrots because I know it makes me feel my best. But the bigger thing with this, you guys, is the pattern that our brain develops when we choose to tap out or quit. And I think we forget how powerful our mind really, really, truly is when we make a decision. Because when we make a decision, we make an imprint in our brain, right? It's kind of going down a path. Like if you walk down a walking path and you walk down that path every single day, you're going to wear a path and you're going to be able to see that path very visibly. You could probably do it with your eyes closed, right? When you do things time and time again. And it's the same thing with our brain. So we have to be very careful about the decisions that we make, because that is exactly what happens. We imprint our brain and then we do it unconsciously. We do it automatically. Like there's a huge percentage of the behaviors and habits that we form and do every single day is just unconscious. We don't even think about it. But if we think about the power of choice, if we think about the power of that pattern and that brain pattern that we choose to create, it puts a whole new perspective on things, right? So you just have to want it a little bit more than you don't, really. So I want you to get out of the mindset that there is no other plan, there is no other way, because there are so many other ways, right? Like where there's a will, there's a way. So I want you to think about that today, and I want you to go implement that in your life, kick some butt, and enjoy this day. All right, until next time.